your GDP, your gross domestic product. Men fan say, Sika, and I said, the other boy, my own buying, you know, 10%.
10% of our GDP is supposed to be used for land reclamation purposes annually. We have done a lot of analysis and we have realized that if we have to reclaim all the lands destroyed by small-scale mining for the last 5 years, we need about $4.62 billion. But there is no money for this venture. Therefore, there is the need to conduct mining activities in a more sustainable way for the benefit of all.
And you know everything you have said. You have just said you buy mine in a more sustainable, environmentally friendly way. So yeah, we were Juma. Me hope for me. Once I saw we were Juma, no, so hope I had a better.
Mr. Kwam noted that government's multilateral integrated mining program is meant also to flush out foreigners who until now have been using various fraudulent strategies to extract and export gold with a huge trade value at the expense of Ghanaians. During an open forum, the participants raised issues with the approach adopted by government to address the problem with small-scale mining.
We support the fight against galamsey, but we are not happy about how government went about the whole thing. Now we do not have money even to renew our mining permits.
As an association, I am the major stakeholders. We were not consulted.
As an association, we are not consulted when government gave the 3 weeks ultimatum. This made us very worried. Meanwhile, the deputy minister informed us that our activities contribute 34% of the total gross production in Ghana. So we should not be left out when discussions are taken on issues about mining.
Some participants at a town hall meeting at Mansun Kwanta on challenges with small-scale mining. It was jointly organized by the Media Coalition Against Galamsey and the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE.